once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. 30 days from right now, we will be in the final hours before Santa's launch, and our worldwide coverage of tracking Santa around the world begins on the radio. Joining us to help explain the exclusive news coverage from the North Pole is a man who will be on the radio a lot of that time, our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, do you think most people understand that Christmas Eve begins on the 23rd and not on the 24th?
Heck no. I don't think they think about it at all, Frank. That's why we work so hard at the North Pole to produce the news, so that they do know.
Crash, why does Santa actually launch on the 23rd of December?
Technically, he doesn't, Frank. Santa launches just as the clock ticks over to Christmas Eve in the first place in the world that has Christmas Eve. We call that Sector 1, and it's that part of the world that straddles the international dateline. Those Pacific Rim nations, the islands of the sea, the warm areas of Australia and New Zealand, and the vast open areas of the Pacific with their many islands are where Christmas Eve dawns first and where Santa visits first. That's why our radio coverage begins long before Santa ever gets there. We're covering Christmas for the entire world here, Frank.
So when it's December 24th in Sector 1, then it's only December 23rd in Sectors 2, 3, 4, and 5, correct?
Correct. And while Santa's in Sector 1, then the clock kicks over to Christmas Eve in Sector 2, and so on. Folks really need to listen to the news reports here on Kringle Radio and to follow along at SantaUpdate.com to understand when Santa launches and how he moves along.
Okay, Crash, that's a good explanation of how it all works. As we head into Thanksgiving tomorrow, we know the next 30 days will be full of news of Santa and the North Pole, and we're excited for it, and we're glad you're going to be here every day on the radio to bring us the news.
It's what I live for all year, Frank. Nothing is better than counting down the days to Santa's launch and then the hours as he travels from sector to sector on Christmas Eve. I'm proud to be a part of that.
Thanks, Crash. We look forward to a good Thanksgiving tomorrow and hearing your report about the Thanksgiving Day Elf Parade. And then later, the coverage of the kickoff to Operation Merry Christmas. Great report, Crash. From the North Pole, where we count down the hours already, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.